question. How would people describe you, having known you for 3 years? And how did John speak about Jesus? John's memory of Jesus is very clear. And he describes Jesus as a unique person. I put very unique, but you're either unique or you're not. Unique means there's just one of a kind. John knew Jesus because he'd shared community with him, he'd eaten with him, he'd worked with him for 3 years. And in this prologue, in his book, he gives Jesus the very special title. He says he's the eternal Word of God. And he tells us, as he writes his book, his longing that other people will believe that Jesus is the Saviour of God, promised for hundreds of years, and find in him real life. He says, that's why I've written my book. But having known Jesus for 3 years and having come to believe that he made God known to people, that's why he came, he describes him in two ways. He says in verse 14, he is full of grace and truth. He could have said a lot of other things about Jesus, but that's what he said. He was full of grace and truth. He doesn't say he had a little bit of grace and a little bit of truth. He says he's full of grace and truth. Full. Now, if you get a cup of coffee here and it's not full to the top, Sandy says you've got a vicar's collar because there's a white bit round the top. And if you go to the pub and you ask for a drink in Holland, you get a great big head on the beer. But if you have a beer in England, there's a set height for the trough. Okay? Full up. Jesus wasn't just a little bit of grace, a little bit of truth. He was full of grace and truth. That's what John said about him. And if a glass is full of something, then whenever it's knocked or nudged, whatever's in the glass flows out. So if a glass is full of apple juice and it gets nudged, it's apple juice that comes out. And Jesus was full of grace and truth. So that when he was nudged and when he was pushed or under pressure, it was grace and it was truth that came out. We're quite different, aren't we? Often what comes out of us, but what came out of Jesus under pressure was grace and truth. And when people are under pressure, being pushed by others, that's when you see what our character is really like. That's true, isn't it? So Jesus says, if your character is sweet and you're pushed or nudged under pressure, then sweet things come out. But if your character is bitter and full of hatred, when you're pushed and nudged, we know what comes out, the words and the actions. But Jesus was full, not of anything bitter or hatred, but full of grace and truth. Jesus was put under tremendous pressure, wasn't he, by the needs of the people in the world. The attacking questions of the scribes and the Pharisees and the attempts to kill him. But what came out? Grace and truth. John, his friend and disciple, said that was what he saw. Now what on earth did John mean? Jesus was full of grace and truth. Maybe you might think, well, that's a strange thing. You've heard of men who speak the truth, but full of grace, what does that mean? Doesn't mean just that Jesus was a good mover. He was really graceful on Strictly or something like that. It's something much different than that. He's full of grace and truth. And the truth that he spoke was actually seasoned with grace. All your cookbooks tell you that, don't they? The seasoning, the things you add, the ingredients together, the mix is important. And truth can sometimes be cold, can't it, and stark. Somebody can tell you something that's true, but actually it's very cold and it's very stark. And it's hard to swallow, don't you think, sometimes when people tell us the truth? Someone may tell you something about yourself that's true, but really hard to take. They might be keen to tell you a few home truths, but in fact all they succeed in doing is pushing you away. But another friend may be honest in the words that they speak to you, but they do it with kindness and concern that makes you want to change and maybe ask their help. And Jesus didn't just speak the truth, but it was seasoned with grace. And it says in verses 16 to 18 in the passage read, from the fullness of his grace, Jesus has blessed all of us. He gives one blessing after another. You know, if Jesus is guilty of anything, it's being generously loving when we don't deserve it. That's what grace is, being generously loving when we don't deserve it. The story of humanity and our relationship with God is told throughout all the passages in the Bible. And in them we learn that we don't really deserve to be blessed by God. Humanity has made more than a pig's ear of the world and our lives and relationships. But rather than punish us for all our failings, and every one of us has failed, we're told that God devised a plan so that we might be let off our punishment and actually shown grace, given one blessing after another that we don't deserve. And John is shouting out the praises of Jesus. He's extolling the virtues of Jesus. He's saying Jesus is greater than Moses. And for a Jew to say that was amazing. God gave the law. That's not just the Ten Commandments, but the five books of the law through Moses. But grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. Nobody could keep God's law, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. Moses is Moses, but Jesus is Messiah. Jesus is greater than Moses. We read in the passage, no one has ever seen God. Moses may have come pretty close to seeing God and his glory, but it's the only Son, says John, who is the same as God and is at the Father's side. He's made him known. Jesus has shown us what God is like. Now you remember John, some of you, that John saw the transfiguration, that amazing day when Jesus, while still on earth, Elijah and Moses came down and Jesus was changed. He saw something supernatural, not just the human Jesus. And he says, we saw his glory, which he received because he's the Father's only Son. But you know, it's not the glory that John wants to speak about. He wants to say something else. John, who has seen God's glory, and I suspect neither you or I have seen God's glory, describes Jesus in words we can understand something about. And he says, this man who shows God's glory is full of grace and truth. Does it make you want to know more about him? Remember, John had seen Jesus under pressure from his family, who didn't want him to do what he was doing. Great pressure because of the volume of human need, as I said, the attack from the authorities and those who attempted and eventually killed Jesus. He was under great pressure. He didn't have an easy life. Jesus was only with us a short time, 30 years, three of those in ministry, spreading his message. He just tabernacled, he pitched his tent, says John, with us. But while he was with us, the thing I noted about him was that he was full up with grace and truth. Whenever he was nudged or under pressure, it was blessing and grace and truth that came out. So this tells us that Jesus is unique, doesn't it? Do you know another human being who only leaks or overflows grace and truth? It makes us ask again, who is this man? He's not just someone the winds and waves obey. He's not just a healer. He's not just a prophet. John says, I remember him because he's full of grace and truth. No one could find a sin he had committed. Some people loved him for his virtues of grace and truth, but others hated Jesus. Can you imagine that? They hated Jesus because he spoke the truth and exposed evil and sin and wrong. And Simeon, who we spoke about this morning, says this man is going to be for the salvation of many, but the destruction of others. He's full of grace and truth, but the different response he gets is amazing. For some there will be salvation, and others destruction. Some will speak against him, and others will spend their lives talking about him and how he changed their lives. Loads of people do the Alpha course just because they're fascinated by the person of Jesus, but they feel they don't really know enough about him. Christmas is a time, if nothing else, to consider this man's character and his nature. Why do some spend their whole lives worshipping and serving him, and others feel that they just want to dismiss him? The followers of Jesus believe that he has spoken the truth, and that he is the truth, and that truth is what sets us free. But the tough and deep message of Jesus is run through like a stick of Brighton rock with grace, the very love of God, and grace, a form of beauty that makes Jesus attractive, so that he actually shows us what God is like and enables us to approach God. There's no ugly quality in Jesus. Who else could this be said of in all the world? We sing a carol, and then Liz is going to come and introduce our Guinness Book of Records attempt for synchronized singing. And the simple carol I've chosen just has two verses: infant holy, infant lowly. This was a